Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Newmark Property REIT FY 2022 results presentation. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Chris Langford, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Newmark Property REIT's FY 22 results presentation. As you heard, my name is Chris Langford. I'm Managing Director of Newmark REIT Management. Newmark Property REIT owns properties in numerous states across Australia, and I would like to commence today's presentation by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the lands on which our businesses and investments operate, and recognise their ongoing connection to land, waters and community. We pay our respect to First Nation elders past, present and emerging. To start today, you'll hear from me and I'll provide a brief overview of the year just completed, after which our fund manager, Ed Cruickshank, will take us through the REIT's performance in some more detail. Ed will then be followed by our CFO, Matt Sweeney, who will present the REIT's financial results and balance sheet overview. Ed will then provide an overview of our outlook for the REIT and guidance for FY23. I'd like to start with the FY22 highlights on page 5 of the presentation deck, and I'm pleased to report a statutory profit for the Trust of $51.8 million, for FY22, of which $46.5 million can be attributed to the period from IPO date on December the 8th to June 30th, in all a very strong result. I'm also pleased to be able to confirm that the Trust achieved its other key objectives and returns that were outlined in the PDS that was issued on 16th of November 2021. These include securing interest rate hedges for 76.5% or $100 million of our debt facility, leasing the remaining vacancy in the Chadstone property, delivering on earnings guidance, and we also have seen very strong capital growth in NPR's underlying portfolio, as was reported in February. The one thing that has unfortunately been impacted is the delivery of the Preston building, which has had supply chain related issues affect construction program. Notwithstanding the delay, the Trust does not have any exposure to cost or delivery risk. Ed will provide some further detail on the Preston property later in the presentation. One additional initiative that the Trust announced just prior to June 30 is a share buyback plan, which will commence once the ASX-imposed blackout period has ended after presentation today. In recent months, we've seen significant volatility in the listed markets, which has impacted the overall REIT sector. And unfortunately, NPR has not been immune to this volatility. However, we are confident that the strong underlying asset value and the reliable income streams that our properties receive from the likes of Bunnings, Officeworks and other national retailers will increasingly appeal to investors. We believe these attributes will offer greater confidence and security to investors when faced with market uncertainty. Slide 6 summarises the Trust's headline result, and as you can see, NPR has met both its earnings and distribution guidance with a strong financial performance of 5.5 cents per unit for the period from IPO to June 30. The property portfolio has seen strong capital growth through revaluation gains of $37.9 million. And the portfolio is 100% leased, as mentioned earlier. Gearing stands at 25.5%, of which 76.5% of borrowings are hedged. In summary, we are pleased to have delivered on our PDS forecast, and management continues to deliver on investment objectives and strategy. The acquisition of the Underwood property post June 30 is another example of quality real estate with scope for further value enhancement and income growth. This investment will be accretive to earnings for from its acquisition date, which is expected to occur in September on completion of some building works and commencement of the new Supercheap Auto lease. And it further enhances our high quality portfolio, which we will continue to actively manage. It's now approximately 8 months since Newmark Property REIT's IPO, and I would like to thank investors for their ongoing support, and we look forward to continuing to deliver on the strategies and objectives that were outlined in the PDS. I will now pass over to Ed, who will take us through the trust performance in further detail.
Thank you, Chris, and good morning all. Since the IPO in December last year, we've been extremely focused on delivering on what we told investors. And notwithstanding the complex and evolving environment we find ourselves in at this time, it is pleasing to be able to report to investors that in NPR's inaugural financial year, we have delivered on each of NPR's key strategic objectives for FY22, and NPR is firmly established to deliver on its long-term strategy. NPR's strong performance for FY22 is a direct result of the high calibre and defensive nature of the portfolio that we have been able to deliver on our guidance to the market. As at June, the NPR portfolio is in a very strong position. Following the leasing of the Chadstone vacancy earlier this year, the portfolio is 100% occupied with a strong and secure WALE of 7.2 years. There are no near-term expiries, with no income expiring in FY23 and only 4.4% of income expiring across FY24 and 25. In a complex environment, this secure income exposure is critical to delivering on NPR's long-term strategy. During FY22, although we only had to renew 1.5% in income, it was very positive to have achieved average like-for-like rent increases of 5.7%. This is a testament to the NPR portfolio composition and the desire for tenants to be situated in key strategic locations. In early July this year, we announced the acquisition of Underwood, a highly strategic acquisition. The acquisition was underpinned by a strong tenancy income composition, with more than 80% of income leased to national retailers and medical uses, in addition to the property's strategic land holding in one of the fastest growing locations within southeast Queensland. We will continue to maintain a disciplined investment approach as we continue to assess opportunities consistent with our NPR's investment strategy, with a focus on strategic land holdings, strong local and growing economies, and secure income. Within the current portfolio, we are evaluating all assets to ensure that we can execute on NPR's overarching objective to provide investors with exposure to a high quality and defensive portfolio that delivers sustainable income. From a capital management perspective, we are focused on maintaining an efficient capital structure to deliver sustainable income returns to investors. We will continue to be proactive and reaffirm our target gearing range of 30 to 40%. Key capital management strategies include hedging 76.5% of current drawn borrowings, which we'll continue to assess our current position and will act as required. And on the 6th of June, we announced a non-market security buyback. And once the trading blackout period is lifted, we expect this to commence. On page 9, we've outlined our portfolio. Since the IPO, the portfolio has continued to improve and gone from strength to strength, and it is in very strong position with a WALE of 7.2 years. More than 91% of income is underpinned by leading national retailers, including Wesfarmers owned businesses such as Bunnings, Officeworks and Kmart, and other category specialists such as JB Hi-Fi, The Good Guys, E&S and Petstock. On page 10, we have outlined our future income growth. We have seen the benefits of CPI-based leases come through, with NPR's weighted average rent reviews increasing from 2.7% at IPO to 2.88%. On page 11, we have detailed our valuation uplift through the period. Since the IPO, NPR has recorded very strong valuation gains of $37.9 million, an uplift of 8.4% from December 2021. The valuation gains were driven by growth in underlying income that is contractually built in, coupled with compression cap rates resulting from strong market fundamentals in the direct market as investors were drawn to strategically located real estate and the Bunnings West Summers covenant. As at June 2022, NPR's weighted average cap rate stands at 4.69%. As communicated to investors on the 3rd of May, Newmark in its capacity as investment manager is not and will not charge a management fee for the increase in valuations from the revaluation date up until 31 December 2022. The valuation gain is important in driving the NTA growth of 11.9% from $1.77 to $1.98. As evidenced by the continued strength of the direct market and the broader LFR sector, we think NPR will continue to withstand the current market volatility given the NPR portfolio's age, largely metropolitan-based locations, and the built-in rent increases. On page 12, we've provided an update on the Crescent property. And as you can see there, it is well on its way to being completed, with an expected completion date of December 2022 and settlement in January 2023. The expected completion of the property was impacted as a result of COVID-19 supply chain issues. But given the terms and nature of the contractor's sale with Bunnings, there is no risk that delays or cost increases will result in NPR bearing any potential impact. Whilst the settlement delay is disappointing, the strong fundamentals of the property continue to be evidenced by the most recent independent valuation, which saw an increase in the fair value of the property rise from $85.3 to $93 million, a 9% increase that will drive further NTA growth. On page 13, we've provided a summary of the Underwood acquisition. As communicated in early July, we recently exchanged a conditional contract to acquire the Underwood property for $57 million on an initial passing yield of 5.15%. This was an opportunity that was brought to us off market and was underpinned by Underwood's highly strategic location within one of the fastest growing LGAs in Southeast Queensland, providing a sizable LFR catchment area and will underpin long-term growth. Underwood is a high-profile property on the corner of two major arterial roads and a significant growth corridor. It has a high-calibre tenancy composition, with more than 80% of the income leased to leading national retailers, including Officeworks, Supercheap Auto, Sydney Tools, and Best Friends Pets, which was recently acquired by Petstock. The property is of a contemporary standard, and on the image there, you can see the Supercheap Auto tenancy, which is currently under construction, and the Sydney Tools and Officeworks tenancies have been recently refurbished. Settlement is scheduled to occur in September 2022, post-completion of the Supercheap Auto building works. Going forward, we see further opportunities to enhance the tenancy mix, but for right now, it is a highly secure income-generating acquisition that will be income accretive from settlement day. On page 14, we've provided a summary of the portfolio's impact following the acquisition. It increases the fund's exposure to South East Queensland from 13% to 21%. The weighted average rent reviews within the portfolio will increase from 2.88% to 2.91%. From a gearing perspective, gearing following settlement is estimated to be 36.5%, and notwithstanding our future capital commitments, we reaffirm our guidance is 30 to 40%, and this acquisition is one of several strategic initiatives that we are currently working on. I will now hand over to Matt Sweeney, our CFO, who will run you through NPR's financials for FY22.
Thanks, Ed. I'm pleased to be here today to present the financial performance of Newmark Property REIT for the financial year ended 30 June 2022. I note the statutory profit in our published financial statements have been reported as $51.8 million. However, what we will focus on is the proportion attributable to the period from our IPO on the 8th of December 2021 to the 30th of June 2022. Please refer to Appendix A of this presentation for a full reconciliation of our statutory results with our post-IPO numbers. For the period, we recognised property income of $15.2 million as property expenses of $2.1, delivering a $13.1 million net property income. Trust expenses and management fees totaled $2.2 million, whilst one-off expenses relating to listing were $1.8 million. there was a moderate benefit to the straight lining of rent and amortisation, whilst our material fair value gains were $2.8 million on our interest rate derivative and $37.9 million on our property delivered. When netted against other smaller items, a total fair value gain for this period of $39.5 million. Finance costs were $2.4 million for the period, which were in line with our IPO forecasts despite the increase in interest rates. However, as we move into FY23, the rate rises will impact our net profit to a larger extent. The result of all this was a statutory profit of $46.5 million for the period. As we move across to the right-hand side, to the Funds from Operation, or FFO reconciliation, we can see that the $46.5 million statutory profit equates to $8.9 million of net funds from operation as we adjust for the one-off listing costs and balance sheet adjustments required by accounting standards. This FFO is equivalent to 4.9 cents per unit for the period, whilst distributions were 5.5 cents per unit, both in line with our guidance at IPO. Turning now to the balance sheet on slide 17, NPR has total assets of $498.1 million, consisting predominantly of our underlying properties with a June 30 valuation of $487.4 million. The other $10.7 million of assets is predominantly cash of $5.3 million and our derivatives of $2.8 million. Deducting from our total assets the borrowings of $130.7 million, along with our provisions for rent received in advance, provision for distribution and trade payables, we end up with $360.4 million of net assets at 30 June 2022. This equates to a net asset backing per security of $1.98. On slide 18, we take a closer look at our debt. We have a facility limit of $250 million and a maturity profile across our debt of 2.5 years. Our debt is syndicated by two major Australian banks and is drawn to a gearing ratio of 25.5% at 30 June. As we continue to draw debt to complete our precedent Underwood acquisitions, as well as undertake our security buyback program, we will see that gearing increase. However, we reaffirm our intent to remain within our target gearing range of 30 to 40%. Our average cost of debt at 30 June 2022 was 2.8%, and that was predicated on a closing BBSY of 1.86%. Interest cover at the time was a healthy 5.3 times, more than double any covenant requirement with our financiers. Our hedging on drawn debt is sitting 76.5% at 30th of June, within the target range of 50 to 100%. We will continue to review this hedging position as we increase drawn borrowings. That concludes the financial report. Thank you for listening. I'll now pass back to Ed and Chris to close the presentation.
Thank you, Matt. From an outlook perspective on page 20, our distribution guidance for FY23 is 8.9 cents per unit to 9.1 cents per unit, which will include 5 cents per unit distribution in the first half of FY23, consistent with NPR's IPO BDS. Our guidance is assuming an average BBSY interest rate of between 2.75% and 3% and assumes no further property additions or disposals. NPR is not immune from the impact of rising interest rates. However, given the strong fundamentals and NPR's strategy, we have strong belief in NPR's ability to deliver on its long-term objectives for investors. In relation to the current environment, NPR is in a very strong position to perform well and deliver for investors. It is 100% leased. It is underpinned by a secure and resilient tenancy profile. NPR has contractual built-in income growth and a strong balance sheet. And we will continue to actively manage the balance sheet for prudent and efficient capital structure. In terms of FY23 strategic objectives, we are focused on the settlement of Underwood in September of this year and the completion of Preston later this year, in addition to establishing NPR's ESG roadmap going forward. And as noted earlier, we are working on a number of strategic initiatives that will enhance the core of the portfolio and includes evaluating value enhancement opportunities within the existing portfolio of assets that will provide further incremental income growth. And we will continue to review NPR's capital structure in light of the evolving operating conditions. I will now hand over to Chris Langford, who will provide a recap of today's presentation.
Thank you, Ed. As you've heard, it's been a pleasing result for Newmark Property REIT in meeting its forecast for FY22. Our guidance for FY23, as you've heard, is 8.9 to 9.1 cents per unit. And in line with the PDS forecast, the first half distribution is 5 cents per unit. The high quality portfolio of Bunnings-based properties is well placed to maintain its consistent property returns, and the Trust's balance sheet is in good shape. As you've heard, we reaffirm a target gearing range between 30 to 40%. I'd again like to thank investors for the support and attendance of today's presentation. We've scheduled a number of follow-up meetings with advisors and investors in the coming weeks, and we invite all investors to contact us should they have any questions or feedback, and we'd be happy to schedule meetings with anyone who wishes to meet. Our contact details for any inquiries or questions are on the website, email and phone. Thank you again for your attendance today. That concludes the presentation.